now the ones that have to carry the torch. We need to be the ones who will conserve both the buildings and also the memory.
Rabbi Shudrick, the word Auschwitz evokes horrible scenes, horrible memories. But this was just one of an entire network of death camps, of concentration camps run by Nazi Germany. Why is it that this one in particular is so important?
Auschwitz is the symbol of the horrors of the German Nazi regime because it was the largest. 1.1, 1.2 million, maybe more, we don't even know. This is the most horrific murder site in the history of humanity. And if we don't remember Auschwitz, then we are at great risk for our future.
Now, Rabbi, you're the chief rabbi of Poland, also of Warsaw. And what is striking, what I've learned on this visit from you, is that despite the Nazi efforts to eradicate Jews from Europe, and in particular from Poland, from Nazi-occupied Poland, there is a community here that you were leading here. Can you tell me about it?
Yes. 3.5 million Polish Jews before World War II, 90% murdered by Germans and accomplices, still leaving alive 10%, 350,000 survivors. The vast majority leave Poland. If you want not to fear to say the statement, I am a Jew, after the war, it makes good sense to leave post-Holocaust Soviet-occupied communist Poland, and most of the Jews leave, not all. And those who remain, many of them give up their Jewish identity under the communist regime, even not telling their children and grandchildren sometimes. Until 1989, the miracle, the blessing of democracy. Since 1989, now 25, 26 years later, thousands, if not tens of thousands of Poles have discovered they have Jewish roots, and they're starting to reemerge. We're now have a Jewish, living Jewish community in 10 different cities here in Poland. And we are the symbol of what it means that never say never, that, as it says in the prophet of Zechariah, an ember saved from the fire. Ud mutzal mi esh.
Thank you, Rabbi Shudrick.